What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we are so excited to have this guest on this week. She was featured on the Netflix series Explained, The Female Orgasm. She's the host and creator of How Come, the only podcast dedicated to achieving the female orgasm. Amazing comedian, Remy Casimir.
Yay!
Hello, everyone.
To be here
oh
with
my
you.
God oh, we're so happy you're here.
Wait for this.
We have got so many questions.
So many.
We did an episode, what was that, maybe like a year ago, masturbation. Titled Masturbation, where we talked all about orgasms, how we get there, our different preferences and stuff like that. And we just found your story to be so fascinating.
Thanks.
Basically, you had never had an orgasm until very recently.
Last year, last February.
Oh my God.
February 22nd, 2000.
Wow. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, literally. It was a nice day.
I bet.
Yeah, but I hadn't had one ever. And people are usually like, you mean like with a person? I'm like, no, ever. Like alone, never, not by accident. I know a lot of people fall into their first ones, not me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I decided to start a podcast about it because my sister and I had a conversation where we kind of decided that I was a lazy masturbator. Like, that must be the crux of the issue. Like, I kept just, like, giving up. And, like, mentally, I was just like, oh, I don't think this is something I do. So I would just, like, give up all the time. And I was like, I need something that's going to hold me accountable. And what better than a podcast?
Yeah. Get other people involved.
Yeah.
General public.
Takes a village. Yeah.
It really does.
Right off those orgasms.
It was a crowdsourced orgasm. Yeah. My first orgasm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So basically the way that the podcast would run in the beginning was I'd have a guest co-host and a main guest, and we would interview the main guest about their first time coming, and then they give us an assignment, something I had to do for the next week that would hopefully make me come. Spoiler alert, I did it by episode 6.
And oh, so, my God.
Yeah. So now the podcast is much more about, like, what's wrong with the world that, like, this conversation wasn't happening before?
Yeah.
Like, if it was nothing wrong with my body, like, I'm, like, totally equipped. Like, how come, like, what's wrong? And there is, like, a massive pleasure gap between heterosexual men and women. And there's, and we just kind of want everyone to not feel like a weirdo sexually, because I know that I felt really defective until I launched it. And then everyone, like, not everyone, but a lot of people were like, oh my God, me too. Like, even like friends of mine who were, I thought we were pretty close, they were like, yeah, no, I don't either.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was the thing that gave you an orgasm?
It was a sex toy, and it uses wind suction on your clitoris.
What?
Wow. Yeah. So there's a bunch of different brands, and we work, and they're different prices, and you can hit me up on Howcom and ask whatever, which one you want. But I'm not giving anybody free sponsor bucks anymore. but basically, there's a bunch of new types of sex toys. They're not vibrators. They're not dildos. They use like a small little circle that you put on your clitoris, and it like uses like wind. And it's, I don't want to say suction because it's not like a vacuum, but it simulates oral sex, like perfect clitoral, like suck. It's the most insane ever. And there's ones that run from like $40 to like $300. So the one that I used was really fucking expensive. It was satisfaction guaranteed. I don't recommend that to everyone, but like, yeah.
Wow.
They're unreal.
What? I've never even heard of that.
Have you? Yeah, no, no, I mean, not until.
That's the thing.
Because I've been on Howcom.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I had asked Remy at one point, like, so what did it? And so we talked about this a little bit on Howcom and maybe also just like off the podcast.
I know. But. And I always try to like convince everyone afterwards, like, I'm like, go buy one. Like, you'll never talk to anybody else. You're going to have the best time.
You'll lose
your
job.
Literally.
How long did it take you using that?
Oh, okay. So here's the thing. So I'm like very like anal, and I didn't want to, and not like sexually anal, but like, it's fine sometimes. But like, I'm a Virgo. I think about planning and everything. I really wanted to get to 10 episodes before I did it. I thought that would be a way better number. And so we're on episode 5, and the toy suggestion didn't even come from anybody on my episodes. It came from a dude whose podcast I did, Will Winner, shout out, great dude. But he was like, have you used this thing? And so right before I was going to record my episode 5, it came in the mail. I used it for like 2 seconds and I was like, holy shit, like this is gonna do it. But then I was like, I have to record 5 at least. And so then I recorded 5.
Oh,
and then
God.
The second they left, I was like, Nanny, get out, because I live with my grandmother. I was like, get out of the fucking house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then it happened so quickly and so many times. And I like squirted the first time and like many times. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Holy it was shit. Wild. And I cried because I was like, do I end the podcast? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
First time squirter.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
So many.
Is squirting just peeing?
No, it's not.
Is it a mix of urine and
what
other
is
stuff?
It?
Do you mean, so there's, because scientifically, like we've looked into all this stuff, there's urine in fucking everything. So if you mean like, does it contain urine? Yeah, there's small traces of urine in it, but there's small traces in your eye boogers too.
Oh, that sucks.
Like there's urine in everything. There's urine in your sweat. Like why do you think your mattress turns yellow after a while? It's not because you're pissing as an adult. Like your sweat, you know, like.
That's so funny. I just like did a tweet about that a while ago where I like looked, if you look at your pillow without a pillowcase on it, you're it's like, just, am I wiping with this in the night?
Yeah, like, you're like,
so
what did I
gross
do?
Looking. Oh, that makes
literally,
so much sense.
Literally, that's so funny. But yeah, no, so there's urine and everything. And no, it's not pee because my sister and I have done many experiments on ourselves, but also we've read many experiments and like we'll go to the bathroom, completely empty your bladder, then use like a toy like these and like it fills right back up. And like the Kinsey Institute has done same studies, like yeah. And it, you can also squirt without orgasming. That's happened from these toys a lot, like people like it's just an involuntary action. It really is like it's an orgasm in itself, but it's different.
Yeah,
it's just a release.
I didn't know you would do that without an orgasm.
Yeah,
I'm learning so much already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Come, doctor.
I know. I've
house.
Learned so much this so, year.
Wow. What were you doing before that you weren't? You just, was it just your hand and you were trying to get there? Were you using other toys or?
So.
What kind of stuff?
I think Kelsey and I had a similar idea that we thought the hole was much more important than the clit.
Yes.
Mm. Oh,
yes, yes.
So when I was growing up, like I was a very sexual kid and like. That's why I think it was like cool, not cool. I think it was right of me to start the podcast because I'm not like some prude that's like, I hate sex or like, I love banging. It was always the best. I always had a hand down there. I wasn't like afraid of my vagina. I just truly didn't know that women could have orgasms and that the clit was so important. Like if anybody ever said it, I was like, I don't believe that. Like it seems like a creepy little mountain that like I don't get it. But and everything we learn in sex ed, sex quote unquote, is intercourse. It's vaginal penetration.
Yeah.
So whenever I was like training for sex, like, which yeah. I did literally the first year I had sex, I did it in secret because I wanted to get good before I like unleashed it on the world.
Right.
But all of it was just trying to get something in the hole. So like Kelsey put a
manicure tool
up. I put a vibrating razor, the end.
Which I also did.
Oh my God.
But not the razor part, right, the handle. Yeah, calm down, everyone. Vibrance. I'm not insane. Like,
was it the Venus Vibrance?
Too close for comfort.
It was, I think, a Mach 3 or I don't know. Okay. I think it like belonged to one of my brothers and I just, or something oh, like that. So like, funny. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, I took it was a Venus Vibrance for me. I took the actual razor head off and then there was just like a piece of plastic that just like vibrated. You didn't have the razor head on.
Yeah, no, I just did it the other end.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
But, and then I put it up. And obviously, like, a slim thing jiggling around in your hole isn't going to do anything.
Right.
Still I also so creative.
Yeah.
It's like the MacGyver's of masturbation.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I put a condom on a Suni hairbrush.
Hairbrush handle? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I put a hairbrush handle up there.
Or whatever. Like,
yeah, I put Crayola markers up there.
Just practicing. Oh, just trying to fill the hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not, like, if somebody had told me that you can literally never put anything in your vaginal opening and have many, many orgasmic release, I would be like, what are you talking about? And let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I used to think sex was just something that like guys were gonna do to you, like they knew everything, like I don't know, for whatever reason, like in pop culture and in the stand-up I was watching, it was always like, yeah, guys masturbate, guys are sexual, my wife doesn't want to fuck ever, my wife never comes, like all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. So like they'll just do a bunch of stuff and then like you tell them if you like it or not. But like now I'm like, no, you figure out what you like.
Yeah.
And then you can tell them, and they actually like they appreciate the heads up.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And how long have you been in your relationship with Ben?
So Ben and I have been together the entire time like the podcast has existed, because we've been together for 3 years and the podcast is like only a year old.
Okay.
Yeah. And everyone's always like, whoa, Ben must have been so bad at sex and he must have been so mad that like you came out with this or whatever. And I was like, no, Ben knew I wasn't coming. Like, he was like, go on with your bad self and figure this out.
Right.
Like, we were trying to figure it out together. But like, I always make this analogy. It's impossible. I used to get mad at him and my ex, and I'd be like, why can't you fucking just do it to me? Because I thought there was something they were supposed to be doing that I don't know, maybe didn't know of. But like, they're the guy. They're supposed to come up with a thing. No, that's like handing somebody a Rubik's Cube and being like, no one's ever solved this. Try it out. Also, you're naked. Oh, yeah. Go for it. Like, not going to happen.
Right. So what was his reaction to you coming for the first time?
So proud. So proud. So happy. He's such a pal about it. Like, we literally will like high five after big moments in bed.
So you use the wind tool during sex now?
A lot.
And is that the only one that can make you come, or have there been lots of things?
So
now?
One day there were all my wind tools were dead, and I had a vibrator that somebody had given me, and I was just like, well, now I like know what part of my clit I need to, you know, and like what my sensitivity is. Like, I used to think like, oh, it hurts, I must push through the pain. No, I like stuff super light. And a lot of girls do too. Like, we don't even realize that like less like is like a really great thing that you can say to somebody, like, ooh, less. Ooh, a little bit weaker.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, so that I've done it with a vibrator. I've done it with my hand once just because I wanted to see if I could. But like, I am lazy. I'm not a gym person. I would not like.
Yeah, no, I,
you know, right like you. I appreciate a machine. And I also like,
yeah,
I like other stuff going, like I love kissing. I love people touching my boobs and my tush. So yeah, like if he can do that while I'm using the thing, like,
right,
it's mm-hmm. way more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This yeah. is fascinating because I'm the exact opposite where my clit is the only thing that can make me come. I've never been able to orgasm with mm-hmm. penetration ever. Yeah. So for me, it's so funny that you kind of grew up the opposite where it's like, oh, it's got to be about the hole and yeah. the clit's not important. For me, it's been like, it's all about my clit. Wrong. The hole means nothing.
I was wrong.
Yeah. yeah. It's interesting yeah. though. What's like,
how did you know?
I just started messing around with it at like 15 and yeah. kind of figured it out with my hand, and then got the magic wand vibrator a few years back, changed my life, because I was somebody that like,
yeah,
I could do it to myself and it would happen within a few minutes, but yeah. anybody else trying to do it for me,
yeah,
30 minutes, 45 minutes, it was just,
yeah,
it was such a chore.
Why I never got there too is because manually it takes like 30 to 45 and I'm like, I ain't got time for this, I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's eat or go to sleep or something.
So yeah, right. Big fan of the tools. Yeah. I use the magic tools. Wand during.
Hitachi, right?
Yeah,
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 yeah. People like that. A lot of people are like, well, that's like a drill on your,
I need like hard, fast,
unreal,
like machine, like equipment for cool. sure. Yeah. Need it. Yeah.
Not weaker.
Yeah. Not yeah, weaker. Yeah, more. Mine's always yeah. like harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's like been your sexual background? I guess like growing up as a kid, did your parents talk to you about sex? Where did you learn things from? All that?
Yeah. So both of my parents are like, my dad's a doctor, my mom's a nurse.
Oh.
So they've always like referred to everything by their medical parts and stuff. And like, I wasn't uncomfortable. Like, my nickname was Nudist when I was really small because I'd like wake up in the morning and like get naked and like pick berries in the yard. I didn't think nudist was the nicest name, so that was my first negative connotation of like, oh, sex bad, kind of. Because my oldest brother said it and he was a dick, but like everybody else was like, oh, she's a nudist, it's cute. But you know, so that was yeah. number one. And then my mom would tell me sex is supposed to be fun, but she never said it's supposed to result in an orgasm for the woman. Like it didn't, it wasn't like a very clear thing.
Right.
And also what's strange is my mom has only slept with my dad. Mm-hmm. So I kind of grew up with this mentality that you're supposed to find like the one perfect one. Mm-hmm. And that's like another reason why I kept like my virginity, like lost thing a secret for a year, because like he wasn't my boyfriend and I felt like it was I don't know. I had like, I thought that you had to have one perfect person. It's like, no, you try a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
and then your perfect person should be okay with everything that you have done to that point. And they yeah. get to reap the rewards.
Absolutely.
And the benefits of what practicing. You've learned.
Yeah.
yeah.
Putting in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've had some really big guests on mm-hmm. How Come.
Yeah.
What are some of like the coolest things you've learned through your guests? Who are some of your favorite guests?
Ooh, I have so many favorites. One of mine is Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules, just because I am obsessed with reality TV. And also, I thought she used her, I said this to her face, but stupid platform for a lot of good, because she like released last season that she has a huge insecurity about her vagina. She thinks it's disgusting because of like an abusive past relationship, like verbally abusive. And I just think that's something that a lot of women can relate to. Like, I personally had somebody in my past who would like body shame all the time, which obviously makes it uncomfortable to do anything when you're naked.
Yeah.
So she was great. On the reality track, I also really liked Corinne Olympias from The Bachelor, because
oh my god,
she was so sexual on her season, but then she gets talking to me and she's never masturbated.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And I did her interview at her boyfriend's house, and he was in the apartment the whole time. And so we're talking about this, and she's like, yeah, no, I didn't. I don't think like that's gross for girls. And I was like,
what?
But that's like a mental, like, I get that. Like, yeah. I also thought of it kind of as like not something that we do, you know? And
wow.
then he said to her, he's like, no, babe, that's hot. And she's like, oh, okay. And she's like, okay, like, I'll do that. She's like, also, like, I used to like to hump pillows when I was younger. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, hump pillows in front of you. It was like this insane,
this was happening on the podcast
permission thing. Like, And I was like, don't you think he masturbates? Like, you're in a long distance relationship a lot of the time. Like, don't you think he masturbates? She's like, yeah. And she's like, I was like, don't you think you should be able to do the same thing? And she's like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was just this kind of like learning. Mm. Yeah, it was crazy. But then also, so people who were smart before, Helen Fisher from the Kinsey Institute, she also created the matching technology of Match.com. We did like a whole like science of love episode, which was insane. It's just, I learned so much, and it makes you feel so much better if you're going through a breakup. So like, do that one.
Oh, that's
wow.
Yeah. Who else do I? Oh, John Fugelsang and Christian Finnegan. We did an episode on Christianity, kind of talking about like the myths, like how the Bible is misinterpreted, especially in like American puritanical society. Like, Jesus did not hate sex. Jesus did not hate prostitutes. Like, it's all been like,
whoa.
Yeah. Like, there was like a lot of learning that episode. I love learning, if you guys can't tell. Who else? I mean, there's so many people. I'm obsessed with everyone.
How was Dan?
Your episode was sick.
Oh, thanks. That was so fun.
So fun.
Didn't Dan open season 2?
Oh, fuck. Dan Savage.
Yeah. How was that?
Okay, so that one I was really nervous for, and I had a breakdown after because I was like, I don't think Dan Savage liked me. But it was because we were recording via Skype and he just had like a delay. So his laughs were like 15 seconds late.
I hate that. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I like re-listened to it and like kind of like edited it in. It's a great episode. but his huge takeaway was, since guys are told that like it's normal for them to masturbate, they do it more readily and sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when they're doing that, a lot of them aren't even coming for a really long time. Like, they'll have little orgasms that don't, like, they don't ejaculate or whatever, or they won't even do anything, but they feel good. And what's happening then is they're creating these like neural pathways in their brains, and it's getting your body like accustomed to it. So like a lot of the women are like, I think I've had an orgasm. I'm like, your body's probably responding a little bit because like you're working on it, but like you have to train harder. Like, this is the Olympics. And yeah, so boys have been training for a way longer time.
Yeah.
Are not people with penises, because there are girls with penises and there's boys with vaginas. So.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The science of love episode, when you're saying that it'll make you feel better if you're going through a breakup, is that just talking about like coming down from like an addiction, the addiction of love and all of that?
Yeah.
And that's why you're experiencing all this hopelessness and all that stuff.
And she's an anthropologist, so she explains like the history of like why we're wired the way we are. Like, women, we love looking at each other face to face, because like in the caves, like we were looking at our babies like face to face, whereas guys communicate looking like side to side, like looking forward, because they would have to be quiet and hunting. And so they so when you talk to man or whatever, like, it's best to have the conversation like in a car, we learned, like, because you're both looking forward and it's like non-confrontational.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. She's so cool. And she's like 70 and she's like a new boyfriend and she's like so hip. Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
Now that I think about it, I feel like some of my most in-depth conversations with Kane, where we have like any like relationship breakthroughs, are either in the car or lying in bed.
Yeah.
Where we're both like on our backs looking up.
Yeah.
Huh.
And in the car, they can't leave either.
I know.
That.
Oh, man.
So you said like the podcast has kind of taken a turn and just talking about like what's the societal or systemic problems with why we're not talking about the female orgasm.
And, like,
what have you learned?
If you feel like weird, like, or like people will write me in with their own problems now, because when I was like, oh, should I end it as like 6? Like, it could be like an HBO miniseries, like Remy's Journey. And then people were like, wait, we have so many more questions. Like, first of all, like, you have to come with your hand. Like, you owe that to us. Okay, I'll try. And you have to come with Ben. You owe that to us. You know, like, but also, like, we just want to know. Like, apparently there's not a ton. Like, I know you guys are, but, and, like, a lot of other female-run podcasts now are doing it. But, like, there just wasn't that much of a conversation. Like, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the core of it. Like, we just need to talk about stuff more. Like, I got the most insanely, like, amazing message the other day from this guy who's in the army, and he was like, I listened to How Come for a really long time, and I was kind of bringing up like women coming with my platoon, and they were like, I don't care if women come and all this stuff, and he's like, because there's a ton of misogyny in the army, he's like, it's not everything, or in, and not just army, like military as well. Like, he's like, but like, it's a kind of prevalent thing. And he's like, so I turned on an episode and now 6 hours later, we're all pausing it and being like, wait, 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 go back. And having like these conversations.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they're like, he's like, you basically explained the Me Too movement to them. Like, they didn't understand like a bunch, like they didn't understand female pleasure or like, yeah, or sexuality.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah. That is so cool.
I know.
And I damn, love man. That.
I know. I was like, I can die now. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Like, yeah, your podcast is so important because, I mean, that's such a perfect example, that message you got of, like, a lot of guys aren't, like, bad guys. There are misogynistic guys who are like, I don't care how they feel. But there are a lot of guys who just don't know.
100%.
Yeah. And you just have to tell them. You just have 100%. To teach them.
Yeah.
And tell them, like, what you were saying about figuring out your own body so mm-hmm. that you can just explain it to them as opposed to having them come in, like, mm-hmm. what did you bring?
Yeah.
Because... yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a point of that Dan Savage episode where he's talking about how most guys are really nice guys and mm-hmm. they are, like, being done a huge disservice by these assholes who have made it such commonplace to be an asshole as a man or whatever, and, like, made these things. Like, we were talking about the Aziz Ansari article, and he's like, women are just, like, the one in Babe.net where it was, it was problematic. Whatever, but it's like women, like, why didn't she leave? Because we're scared.
Yeah.
Because there may be one guy who's been scary, but like the rest of the guys, like, they're not intentionally trying to be scary.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge takeaway too. Like, I used to be so mad at guys
mm-hmm.
and I'm really not anymore. I'm mad at some that still are like unwilling to learn. But most people, if you tell them, like, there was one guy, this girl, she was like, I hooked up with a guy last night and, I didn't come. Like, what do I do? And I was like, ask him, like, next time or before the next time, hey, next time we have sex, would you make me come? I'd really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, my God, that sounds so weird. And I was like, just do it. And he was like, honestly, I didn't know that you could. No one I've ever been with has.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I've dated multiple people like that who are like, oh, I've never really gone down on anybody because I didn't know.
I didn't
like,
know
my
girls
ex
liked
didn't
it.
Like it yeah. or didn't want me to. Which, like, some girls don't like that, and that's totally fine.
Most
but
of us, it's not that we
do.
Don't like it. It's just that we're told that your vagina is disgusting, and then we feel bad for our sweet love that has to be down in our cesspool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, oh, my God, this is so bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, if there are girls who just don't want
I don't
down
like
there.
It.
Yeah, like, Delaney
I don't
doesn't like it.
Because
like
it's
it.
Not hard enough. I need
well,
the
now I understand
it.
It
doesn't work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a jackhammer. And it's I've talked about, like, how when guys, you know, have gone down on me and, like, look, it's like you're giving me a hug. It does nothing for me. I appreciate it.
It's sweet.
But, like, let me tell you exactly what I need.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, then they freaking suit up and go for it.
But, yeah, but, like, you're not, but, like, all these women who, like, I have friends who are like, oh, I just fake it. I'm like, that's not helping anybody.
You're doing such a disservice to yourself, to him, to the next girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, we talked about Dan Savage episode, I guess, covers everything.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, there have been women that have been screamed at because, like, they're like, every other girl has, like, I've made comments. Mm. Like, no, they were lying. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But you just do it because it's easier in the moment. Like, I've never faked it, but friends of mine are just like, yeah, I just want to get through it. And it's like, I understand that impulse, but, I mean, they want you to come. Like, most of the time, like you said, guys are nice. They want to
if they
make
know
you
that
come.
You can.
If you know that they can,
Yeah.
A lot of times
otherwise,
they're
like,
oh,
I just came for sex, which is the thing where I come and you lay.
You have fun. Yeah. That was fun, right?
That
you
was fun.
You liked it.
Yeah.
So did you never fake an orgasm ever?
No, because I was like... like, what would I even do?
Oh,
like, what would I do?
Yeah.
Like, I would make responsive noises. Like, again, I wasn't not having fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy sex. There are, like, good, like, just having someone touch your skin is great. So I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah.
But I would never be like, oh, yeah, I'm coming. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
That is so
that was like your cat voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Grace. So bad.
What did you think it felt like before you actually experienced it? Did you have any idea?
I thought you were going to, like, shit your pants. Like, I thought I was, like, so scared. Yeah. I thought it was going to be horrifying and that I would have some, like, guttural, like, oh. Like, scary. And, like, I have had some scary ones, but ultimately they're still attractive. And
scary orgasms.
Yeah,
Like how so?
Like
they're so intense that you think that like, you're about to like have a heart attack or something?
Like not sexually appealing in the way that they would want you to do it in porn. Like for instance,
oh, like you wouldn't want someone to look at you while you're
right. Like, but you also like face, one time I said, like while Ben was going down to me, I was like, oh, that's sick. Don't say that. Like, that's a little too comfortable.
That's sick.
But that's how I felt. So yeah, that's what
oh
I said.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Oh. I have a friend of mine didn't have an orgasm until she was like close to 30 as well. And then she mm-hmm. just became addicted to yeah. the vibrator and everything. Yeah. Like hours and hours and yeah. hours, right? Did you go through that? Are you still going through that?
So it takes me a really long time to edit episodes of my podcast because like I'll get like reminded of like, oh, sex. And like I'll just start like masturbating.
Oh my God. Like a teenage boy. Yeah. That's so funny.
Or a teenage girl or literally someone who just yes. learned how to yeah. orgasm.
Exactly.
Good point.
Like,
good point.
Yeah.
Because when I learned at 15, I was addicted.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I got.
I've like, been okay. rewatching The Office and there's an episode where Phyllis talks about, she's like, I had my first orgasm at 43. She's like, I don't know what else I did that year.
Yeah. I love that line.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Man, huh. I'm like, I'm so fascinated by all of this. It's yeah. just such a, to me, it's been a unique story.
Well,
but
you have known me since before I came too.
Right.
Which
right.
is crazy.
Right.
Like Kelsey like used to feel so bad for me. Like she would just be like, are you okay? Like, and I'd be like, you're allergic to everything. Like, fuck off. Like your life is much worse.
You can't have a peppermint.
Yeah.
I bring my pity party to you. You're like, bitch, sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny because that's been kind of like the running joke on our podcast when this stuff gets brought up is that like because I'm allergic to everything
mm-hmm.
the universe blessed me with the ability to
100%.
Come like
at the
a billion times
snap of a finger
yeah mm-hmm. so that's like my superpower because everything else like will kill me
yeah like life's not fair but orgasms are
yeah it balanced out a little bit
yeah
so yeah and you don't seem to have do you have allergies or anything like that
zero
exactly
I also exactly. have what we call dirty girl privilege like I do I've never gotten a cavity. Like, I'm disgusting. I've never gotten a cavity. I don't really break out. Like, it's.
I was going to say, like, what's your skincare routine? And you don't have.
I went on Accutane as a teen. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your skin's perfect.
Thank you.
Great skin.
And my dad's a dermatologist. So, like, if anything really ever happens, I can hit him up.
Do you wash your face and stuff?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't wash. I don't moisturize. I'm disgusting.
If you could make your dad into any profession, wouldn't you make him a dermatologist?
Oh,
I would 100% would have made my dad a dermatologist.
What about like a producer?
No,
what about a casting director? Yeah. Because I don't want to be on camera with cystic acne.
So
I would
true.
Rather have, yeah. That
but then he'd have like friends that wanted to do him favors. You know, like you can.
Yeah.
I've been in Hollywood a few days. I know how things work.
Yeah,
I know what's
down.
Up. I'm curious to know what your guys' sexual like conversations were like growing up with anybody or parents or anything. What did they tell you about your body or sex? Did you have the talk? Anything like that?
Because, Tay, you come from a religious background.
Yeah. So mine is interesting because I grew up super religious, supposed to be abstinent, all that mm-hmm. stuff. I was kind of similar. I didn't know women masturbated until I was like 17. And then someone was like, yeah, women do that. I'm like, really? Oh,
yeah.
But I think I tried and I just felt weird. Like what you were kind of describing. You're like, what am I doing? Like whatever. And then I had my first one when I was 19 with my boyfriend, which, you know, in a way is not super empowering, I guess. I don't know. You like almost want to have it for yourself, but it was somebody else.
Still, I mean, there's a lot of people who have done it with another person for the first time. I think
yeah.
that's like kind of really nice. It's like a special moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's true. I don't know. Part of me was like, should I have done this for myself? Like, did I just need someone? I don't know. But then I kind of figured out how to masturbate based on, you know, coming with him.
Right.
But I actually think because of my upbringing, I like waited another couple years to have sex because mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, like, well, if I'm not having sex, if I'm not having
wait,
intercourse.
So how'd you have the orgasm?
He went down on me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, if you. I, was like,
I think that's a really nice, intimate story.
Isn't
and you
nice?
Shouldn't be ashamed of that
oh,
at
yeah.
all.
Thank you. Yeah. That's very validating.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I was like, okay, as long as I'm not having intercourse, I can still go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So for a couple years, I was just, you know, we're just doing everything else. And it was crazy to me that friends of mine who were having sex weren't coming.
Yeah.
And I was coming every time because I was like, if I'm going to go to hell, I'm going to finish.
Yeah.
Like, make that's, it count. It's good. Yeah, I'm like, every
if I'm
time.
Going, then I'm coming. Then I'm coming.
Exactly. Exactly. So for me, like, when I started having sex, I had been, you know, for a few years, I had just been like, oh no, I come. If we're going to have a sexual experience, everybody's going to come. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't because anybody taught me that. It was just
that's
like.
That's what you were accustomed to.
Your own neuroses.
Yeah, because it was my own thing of like, this better be worth it.
Yeah.
If I'm like, I have to feel good for this to be worth like disappointing my whole family
and God.
But like, then like the first time I was with somebody who didn't like make me come and just seemed okay with it, I was like real freaked out. Remember I talked to you guys about it and I was like, so I should like dump this guy, right? And you're like, no, just give it like one more time. And I'm like, I just have never been with anybody who didn't care, like that's crazy to me. And it was that thing of like, oh, it's just a nice guy who just like didn't realize I could. But it was, it took like a few months for me to be like, no, I can every time. You just have to put the work in, like you just have to do what's gonna make that happen. Like, you can't just have sex with me and then be like,
can
let's
you
go get breakfast,
do it from insertion, like from a penis, or
no?
Okay,
I haven't been able to.
Well, only like 8 to 25% of women can.
Makes
sense.
Get out, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Like, she can't eat peanut butter.
Is it that low?
8 to 25
Oh wow.
There so another part of the issue is like, so my sister, her involvement is, A, she's younger than me, and she could come with other, or with herself, not other people. And I was like, oh, this should be, I should do this. But also, she was a research associate producer at Last Week Tonight. So she's big into research, and she was like, I can give you all the facts. But then we learned there's not really that many facts. Like, the female orgasm's not so widely researched. They only discovered the internal structure of the clitoris in 1998.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
And then I was having this conversation with somebody and I was like, isn't that crazy? And they were like, well, like, you never see the inside, so why do you have to know what it looks like? And I was like, you never see your fucking heart or your lungs. Do we all know what those look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Jesus.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I hate that. What about you, Kels? I mean, I'm sure you did it on her podcast.
Yeah.
You're probably pretty open with your mom and stuff, right?
I am very open. Before I get into my story, we need to do a quick word from our sponsors.
Ooh.
Okay, so
I love that sponsor.
Oh, yes.
That's great.
Don't we?
Great sponsors. We all do.
So it was, I mean, I feel like my mom was pretty open with me about, like, if you want to talk about anything, open door, like, let me know. And I had scheduled the loss of my virginity with my mom. I had been with my boyfriend for, like, I think six months at that point, and was like, hey.
Not what it sounded like by that phrasing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, Mom, if I haven't fucked by 16, you're
going
to do it with me.
Looking at you, lady. Oh, blah. Yeah, I had been with my boyfriend for 6 months, and we had decided, like, okay, this Friday is, that's, like, when we're going to do it. And so I just asked my mom, like, hey, we talked about it. We want it to be this Friday. Can you please, like, go see a movie or something? Kind of like you kicking your grandma out of home. And my mom was like, sure, like, no problem. Just be safe. So it was very, like, accepting in that way.
But you had your first orgasm the first time you had sex?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I honestly don't remember my first orgasm. I don't think it was through masturbating. I think it was probably him going down on me, same as you.
Yeah.
But it was during intercourse in some form. I don't think it was with masturbation because, like you, Remy, I wasn't really doing a ton with my clit before sex was happening. Yeah. It was like this obsession with the hole. Yeah. And like practicing, like understanding like what could fit in there. Because you can't see anything. Like you can't even look down and see it. And even when you use a mirror, you don't know like how deep it goes or how wide or anything like that. It just, to me, it was this like big mystery. And I don't know. I just wanted to know like what you could put in there and if it would feel good. But then at some point, maybe I like humped a pillow, rubbed up on something and then realized like, oh, that feels really good on my clit. And that's when I started to like do the Venus Vibrance thing. Maybe that was my first orgasm, was from that. I honestly, I can't remember, because it was starting at, I think, around 15 or 16 that I was like doing stuff like that and putting things in holes.
How old was the manicure tool?
It was, I think, before my boyfriend. It was either 16 or 17.
And then you came during that story. Oh, at the doctor's office, right?
10 years later. Yeah.
Wait, what?
So it was this whole big weird like full circle. So when I initially tried like masturbating or this size check, whatever I was doing just to like see what I could put in that hole, was with a manicure tool that was like made of a rubber latex material. I didn't know at the time I was allergic to latex, and so my vagina swelled shut. So I went to the doctor, you know, all of this information was given to me, and then I completely avoided latex for like 10 years. I was really careful about it, but 10 years after that, I went to see a gynecologist in LA, and it was a doctor I hadn't seen before. And I was laying back when he put his gloves on for like the pap smear.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And then I leaned up as he was taking them off and was like, oh my God. I was like, are those latex gloves? And he's like, yeah. Like, I didn't see. Is there something like in your chart that says? And I'm just like, oh my God. And it was, I remember it was like my last day at my day job here in LA. This was like 4 years ago at this point. And there, everybody had set up this like big going away party for me. There were all these big things. And I had gone on my lunch break to the gynecologist. And I was like, oh my God. Like, what if like my vagina just completely swells shut again and like all of these plans get canceled, and I wasn't gonna have it.
All these plans get canceled. It closes for business.
Yeah, no, I could not risk it happening again. And so when he left the room, I had locked the door, and I just like, because I can make myself come really fast just with my fingers, and so I came quickly. And it, I think it flushed out the allergens in time.
Oh, wow. Insane.
And it, I remember it still was like a little bit itchy that day, but there was not any sort of like swelling, because I feel like I was pretty, I was like my own douche. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just like got it out myself.
So sick.
So yeah, so sick, bruh.
So sick.
So yeah, that's, I've had such a weird journey with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first one?
Oh yeah, I remember. I was in I remember exactly the room, the color of the sheets.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I think I just heard from like people talking about it, friends, probably honestly guy friends talking about it, not female friends, which again goes with the whole. And I just tried it, and it took a very long time for it to happen.
Yeah,
I thought like, this can't be it. Like, did it already happen? This isn't really feeling. And then it happened. Like, oh, that's definitely it.
I know, like, that's what all my friends said before. I was like, I don't know if I have. They're like, you would know.
You would know.
You would definitely you would know.
I know. I used to get so annoyed by that.
I know.
I was like, well, I don't know. Yeah. And they're like, well, you haven't then.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely know. But even like growing up, obviously, dad never wanted to talk about anything. But my mom specifically told me growing up, get to know your own body, get to know what it looks like, get to know what it feels like. If you want to go sit in the and stare at yourself in the mirror, go do it. She's like, you should know how your own body operates and works and stuff. So that was ingrained in me from a very young age. And so I maybe felt pretty comfortable about my body, I guess. How have you, like, so when this happened, you had already been doing the podcast, right, when you orgasmed. Do you think it was, like, a mix of mental and physical? Or do you think it was purely, I was going to say, 100%. After hearing, like, maybe a lot of information.
No, 100%. Like, I just always thought, okay, this is something not for me. Like, it just must be, or, like, my body's broken, like... Or like a lot of people were saying, it must be something that you're not unlocking mentally. Like, it's a mental thing or whatever. And I was like, do I want to fuck kids? Like, what is something that I'm going to like discover that's like horrible? Like, so I was like afraid to like go down like some kind of rabbit hole or whatever. But what everyone meant by it's a mental thing is like you're thinking about the coming too much, which is like, this is a really annoying thing if you haven't come yet that I'm going to say. But like, try not to focus on coming. Try to focus on what currently feels good right now. What do I like that I'm doing to myself or that this person is doing, and how can I make that more? And then just like enjoy the journey. And if something happens, amazing. If not, you are in training and you are carving neural pathways.
Yeah. Coming is like show business. Just enjoy the journey.
It's a long internship, and eventually you'll make it big.
Were you watching porn while this was happening, or were nothing?
I'm not a porn person. So like watching porn was one of my assignments, and a lot of the assignments were really good for other people. Like some women came on the first assignment, some did the second. Like for me, like I had to take the outside sorts, but I wasn't into porn. I would always watch it in a really analytical way. Like, it'd kind of be like razor bumps, like, or like, or like, they don't seem in love. And like, yeah. I don't believe this. And like, I think a lot of women are very visual that way, that it puts them off. So I've noticed people like audio porn and like
audio porn.
Yeah, because instead of like reading erotica, like you, like what are you gonna do? How many hands do you have?
Yeah.
That you can be reading and masturbating at the same time. Like you can kind of just like listen, and it like takes your head out.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one assignment that I did, and I wasn't supposed to be listening to music, and I did, and it like it was negative because it made me feel emotions, like whereas like somebody else talking is like they're just gonna tell you sexy things, not like you're alone, this is sad.
Right. Yeah. What was I know I asked what Ben's reaction was the first time that you had an orgasm, but what was his reaction the first time he saw you have an orgasm, like when you guys were together?
He was like, yeah.
Oh my god.
There was one time recently, I haven't even talked about this on How It Come yet though, but where I was showing him how to use the two. It was a satisfier this time.
It's a satisfier.
It's one of the suction things.
Okay.
And I was showing him like how I like it, and he was kind of like looking directly at my vulva, which is the technical term for the whole piece. It kind of felt like science class, and it was like, I was like, I think I'm just going to like squirt in front of him. And I had never really done that before. And so I did that, and he was like, what?
Like, oh my
God. It was wild.
Can you squirt every time?
No, but maybe.
I'm like fascinated by the squirt because I can't squirt.
I don't want to most of the time. It's a huge cleanup.
Yeah. I, from porn, I'm like, oh, maybe I don't want
It's a lot.
But is it better? Is it a better orgasm?
It's definitely like you feel so fucking relaxed.
Yeah.
But then like the cleaning makes you instantly not relaxed.
Right. Chores.
You're like, oh, that was nice. Let's do laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
I don't know why I can't, because I feel like every other part of me sexually seems like I would be somebody who could squirt, because I can come from like pretty much any body part can like make me come for the most part, as long as it's like a sexual body part. Like I don't come from like somebody touching my ear, but you're not like not yet. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. You hear that, Kane?
I know. But I don't know. That's just like never happened for me. Jessie Mae Peluso said that she taught herself how to squirt.
People can teach themselves. I haven't done like a squirting tutorial yet, but we have to deep dive into it. People really want to learn, but I feel like if it's not something that you do, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like we have to stop like doing like hierarchies of like orgasms and holes. Like intercourse isn't more official sex than oral. Like squirting isn't more official orgasm than like a nipple orgasm. Like chill, everyone, have fun. Like
As they used to say in church youth group, is oral sex sex? Is Chinese food food?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Totally.
That's so funny.
It's sex. Is masturbation sex? Yeah, it's sex alone.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that lady on lady sex is probably phenomenal. That the two women who know exactly how their bodies work and have an idea of how the other person's work,
that
I'm sure it just...
Yes, statistically, they are way higher orgasming than straight women.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with, you're empathetic, like you know people, each other's bodies, but like the timing aligns. Girls need the same amount of effort, you know, like for guy-girl relationships, like it's like, or you know, penis vagina relationships, like you got to let the vagina come a few times first and then the penis can do it like for 2 minutes because that's literally what it takes. Like,
yeah. Right.
And then everyone's happy.
Right.
Yeah. But like there's a whole book. Oh, he's an amazing episode. Dr. Ian Kerner, he wrote She Comes First.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
The second Bible.
Yeah. Wow. Girl on girl porn is actually like probably my favorite genre to watch because mm-hmm. it's so easy to watch what's happening and like feel it in your body because
mm-hmm.
yeah. there's you're looking at what you have.
Yeah.
And so to me that like makes.
Yeah. And you're not yeah. looking at like some like any dick centric porn is like centric to the dick.
Right.
Like
yeah.
And there's this bald dude with a fucking mustache and you're like, he's yeah. greasy.
I was going to say like you were talking about that a lot of porn would take you out of it just because you'd yeah. like razor burn whatever. And I feel like it's easier to find more hot women in porn
yeah.
mm-hmm. than dudes that I'm sexually attracted
and
to.
And in life.
Who, yes, exactly.
In the world.
Yeah.
And just I feel like so many of the dudes in porn are just so creepy. Like they just have a vibe where you're like, wow, like he has a great dick. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
But like I did not want to see what that dick was attached to.
Right.
Like as soon as you see totally. The person's face,
that
you're
is
like
a close-up dick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's a close-up dick only.
Yeah.
I don't want to see who it's attached to. And like, yeah, I don't know.
There are two really hot. We have recorded with them, but they're not released yet. But if you like hot young porn stars who do like romance kind of stuff, great mm-hmm. dicks, great faces, great bodies, Tyler Nixon and Logan Pierce.
Hmm. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Only time I've been like, oh, I'll watch this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down. Yeah.
Hmm. I like following, there's a couple of porn stars I follow on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just like a quick like GIF or clip, sometimes like that's all I need.
Yeah.
Because it just like gets you in that mindset a little yeah. bit.
Especially you know, if like you're that. Like an imaginative person, like you can take it and run with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Except I'll be like on an airplane at 6 a.m. and I'll be sitting next to like an old woman and then some yeah. graphic anal gif pops up. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Have you ever tried to masturbate on a plane?
Sorry, what?
Have you ever tried to masturbate on a
plane?
I
have in the bathroom a yeah. few times, yeah.
Really?
To completion?
You've done that?
Yeah.
No.
You've never
I try
done
not
lady?
To leave my seat on a plane.
Oh, yeah, you don't like to go to the bathroom.
Planes. I just sit there and hope it's over soon.
Oh, I just yeah. hang out in the bathroom.
Sometimes I hang out. They've got a charger in there. Yeah. You can, like, yeah. make it your own place.
Yeah. I'm hanging out in the sewer, basically.
Yeah.
The sewer in the sky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely, it hasn't been a ton, but I've come a few times on a plane bathroom.
Those flights to New York are long, man.
Yeah.
Long car rides, road trip.
Sometimes you just get bored. It's just a way to like pass the time and feel something.
I've masturbated totally. While driving to yeah. keep myself like awake on yep. long car rides or just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what like, was another thing? Misconception no. I had was I didn't think girls could get roadhead because I thought that to give women oral, you had to like stick your tongue in the hole, obviously.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, interesting.
But like girls can get roadhead. Who knew?
Totally.
Yeah.
That's totally
just a little. It's just a little more.
Yeah,
athletic.
Just a little. Yeah, got to maneuver to the yoga. Side a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. What's been like the most surprising thing that you've learned about the whole experience?
Girls can get roadhead. No,
yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty good one. Whether it's about like why we don't talk about it or how to do it or whatever. What's blown your mind the most?
I think the clitoris shape, the internal shape of it, blew my mind because.
Yeah.
When we look at like what we can see, it's like that little nub, tiny mm-hmm, mountain mm-hmm. thing I was saying with the hood or whatever. That is not your whole clit. Your clit goes 4 inches back into your body and wow. goes around your vaginal opening. Like
wow.
it's like this weird, like kind of horseshoe looking thing. Mm-hmm. So like even girls who are having internal orgasm or vaginal orgasms, like those are
from your clit,
from yeah. the outside. So it just, it's like
oh.
the shape of your clit and your body dictates where you like stuff, and that's kind of what I was like, oh my god, like we're all snowflakes, we're all completely different
mm-hmm.
shaped, and like it's just about like figuring yourself out. Everyone, even the like, we've had so many guys on our podcast who like had trouble coming for a long time too, and one of them was like, the secret was licking my balls, who knew. Like yeah, it's just everyone's so different and they have their own things, and then there's other people like you out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So nice. If there's some listeners right now who yeah. have not come yet and really want to, what are like the best tips where
listen
they can
to my
start
podcast.
Yeah
yes. go
yeah.
subscribe
obviously what if you're like I want to do it right now. What can I try or grab or watch or listen to?
Yeah, I would honestly listen to the podcast because it'll take you through everything that everyone will suggest to you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to depend on what is right for you.
And what are the top two suction ones you were talking about?
So Womanizer is the most expensive one. That's the one that did it for me.
How much is that?
That's like, I think, almost $400.
Holy shit.
So it's a lot.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it. Yeah, really yeah. worth it. Yeah. But since then, like, I've used Satisfyer, which is just as good and, like, is maybe, like, $250. They've got a bunch of those. There's, like, a little travel one that I'm, like, it's so great.
Nice.
Sweet Vibrations, we have a promo with all season. So if you want to go to sweetvibes.toys, whatever. Yeah. But literally, it's the cheapest one, and it's the one that I would say most people can't afford. And it's suction, and that one's handle vibrates. So if you don't like one end, you will like the other one. Lilo Sona, I know, makes one. I've never tried that one. But yeah, I think there's, like, it's like the new thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the reason that it's just coming out is because men created a lot of porn and sex toys for the longest time. Now it's female created sex toys, so, like, they don't look like hulking dildos. There's no veins.
Right.
They're like beautiful, like, robot spaceship looking things that you can put on display.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's really nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, man.
We loved having you on.
I loved being here.
Wow. You taught us so much.
Sharing it. Yeah.
I loved talking to you.
I feel like coming right now.
Yeah.
That's gotten me in the mood.
I have my travel satisfier here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Aaron, our sound guy. How you doing back there, buddy?
He's an earful. I literally was like, how's Aaron doing this whole time?
How you doing, man?
Real truth.
That's so funny.
I love it.
So this is going to come out on Monday, April 1st. Remy, do you have anything you want to plug?
I do. Okay, so we have our first How Come live show in New York on April 25th. It's going to be at Stand Up New York. Tickets are on their website. So it's like a live pod for 45 minutes. And then we're having a bunch of former guests do stand up. My boyfriend's one of them.
Fun.
So it's going to be a real fun time. And if you want to listen to another podcast of mine, it's called We Really Love Island. I'm obsessed with a reality show called Love Island, and I recap the episode. So if you need a friend to watch with,
That's so nice.
But it's fucking hilarious. It's British, and, like, we break down, like, their vocabulary every episode. Like, you'll be like, what is mugging me off? We'll tell you.
That's awesome.
Just follow me on Instagram and be my friend and send me fat animal memes because that's what I like.
Can you spell your name for people?
R-E-M-Y-K-A-S-S like Sam, I-M-I-R.
Awesome. Go follow Remy. I'm going to be headlining Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids this weekend. It's Thursday, April 4th through the 6th. I know some of you in the Facebook group have already been posting about getting tickets, which is awesome. And the episode of Rissa Fury with Taylor and Delaney now will have come out like 2 weeks ago. But we didn't know that when the episode came out that that was going to be then. So if you have not watched it yet, go to YouTube, search Rissa Fury, and the episode should pop up. And it was just so much fun to have them on. We had a great time.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It's good.
Great. And then this weekend, I am headlining Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. So please come to that. And I'm at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, the 25th through the 27th. So you can go to either of those. And then quick announcement. I announced this in the Facebook group. Something got double booked with the La Jolla Comedy Store. I was supposed to be there the third week in April. And unfortunately, there was just some sort of scheduling mishap. So we're working on getting that rescheduled. But...
Nice. Remy's doing an Instagram
April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. I'll be turning 29 this week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's about it.
What day is your birthday?
April 5th.
That's right.
Which I don't know. Is that a Friday, Saturday? Well, I'll figure it out.
That is a... girl, that's on a Friday.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Maybe I'll do something.
And then my birthday is 5 days after Delaney's.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Oh, April babies.
Yeah, lots of fun. All right, you guys. We love you. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review if you haven't yet. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
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 You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.